Well, I started this week by gloating, and I don't mean any type of gloating. I mean, like, seriously gloating, like, sickeningly gloating.
It was wonderful. It was marvellous. The final score was 22-10. I'll tell you what. I was very happy about it. And also, I was very, very happy about the fact that I was going to be able to come to this radio show this morning and speak to my friend, Glenn Ellard, and his cranium.
Gloating does not become you.
And have a bit of a gloat. Because you know what they said? They couldn't be done. They said it couldn't, it wouldn't, it shan't, it won't, it can. It did. It happened, Glenn. It happened in a big, big way, my friend. And it was one of the most beautiful things ever, mate. It was a...
Although...
Hey, John English is singing. Yeah.
Ah, when the Eels are beating the Storm. That's the life, isn't it, Claudie?
It is life.
That's right. Walking along the beach, getting the sand between your toes.
It is life.
Yeah, getting another chocolate milkshake because your dad struggles to say no because I just can't.
It is life.
Yeah, yeah, it most certainly is. Shoalhaven's friend Wombat popped in to talk about sustainability. So much money is being wasted by people throwing things away.
Are you a pizza the next day kind of guy?
Well, I'm kind of like, Rachel brings home pizza and I go, yeah, no, I don't want it tonight.
I'll have it tomorrow.
I'll have it tomorrow.
Do you heat it up or do you leave it cold?
I can go both.
You go both? Yeah, because I eat it cold. Yeah. I actually reckon cold pizza the next day is a goer.
Okay, a little bit psychotic.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah.
Cold but showers
yeah,
next
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that's right. Right. I've done that for a while.
Jasmine Greenwood, second in the 100 metres butterfly at the Paralympics in Tokyo, we spoke to a very, very proud mum in Chelsea.
Very exciting night last night.
Oh, it was a bloody ripper of a night.
I spoke to her really late last night. She was absolutely over the moon that she got on the podium and her race went well and, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what an absolute demon.
Yeah.
Possibility for more medals to be draped around the neck of our 16-year-old swimming superstar.
Yeah, possibly. We're not really sure yet, but no pressure.
No pressure. Father's Day is this Sunday, and we have been celebrating with Pete Brantman's dad jokes. It's been fantastic.
Dad jokes on 2ST.
So the boss arrived at work this morning in a brand new Lamborghini. I said, wow, that's an amazing car, boss. He said, you know, Pete, if you work hard, put all your hours in and strive for excellence, I'll get another one next year.
The great man Max even got in on the action.
I don't know if I've got... I might have a couple of dad jokes for you.
What have you got?
About the restaurant on the moon.
The restaurant on the moon?
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, the food was great, but the atmosphere was terrible.
Oh. Anthony Albanese, the Labor leader, Albo, joined us for a chat.
With our premiers and our federal government getting everyone on the same page. What's the magic potion to spray to get everyone on the same page with dealing with this, Albo? Do you have one?
Well, it'd help if we had a prime minister who didn't describe people in Western Australia and Queensland as being cave dwellers.
Oh!
That would have helped to get... people moving in one direction, I think.
And that's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.